Okay, first of all, when I said three branches, it's not quite what it seems, because only two of the branches are actually active. The third one, which in this case corresponds to the 20-point X series, is somewhat inactive and certainly doesn't get synchronized up with the other two branches in any normal fashion. What Steve actually did was to create three active branches, which is really a little bit crazy. And I guess maybe he said that he got rid of one of them because of realizing this. So what I'm proposing really amounts to two active branches. And so you only have to synchronize code from one branch to the other. And there isn't any trunk that you have to synchronize with as well. Although even this may be kind of a pain in the ass to deal with. You'd certainly like to have only one place where you have to apply patches. I think a model that has only one active series is just way too problematic, because either you can't ever have any feature freeze, or you end up with feature freezes where you have to postpone any experimental patches for many months, which is really kind of bad. I think that the solution might simply be to keep very close track of all of the patches that get applied to any particular branch, and periodically, which is to say not every time you apply a patch, but every week or two, and go through all of the patches and apply them to the other branch, usually probably by hand, as necessary. It seems to me that a scheme like this has to be workable if it's just done right. It just may require that patch submitters be careful to not combine unrelated patches. And also, it will break down when you have like large global textual replacements or rearranging. And so you need to do special things in those cases, which I tried to outline. Although I admit that I don't know if anything like this, like what I'd outlined, has exactly ever been tried before.